Welcome to tonight's meditation session. Please close your eyes and let your breathing be easy and relaxed but full. Thank you for joining us. We're happy to be here for day 20 of 22 together this month. Please notice what your body, what various parts of your body feel like right now. And notice where there may be tension or stress that's manifesting physically with tight muscles or weird posture. And decide that during our time together today, it's okay to let this go. Please send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, also known as the first, down into the earth and begin breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Let it reach all parts of your body. And thank the earth for being available to you 24/7 to ground in this way. And realize that this exercise, this basic, very simple thing that we're asking you to do right now, we ask you to do every day, is one of the most profound things that you can do over time. It will retrain different parts of you to be aligned with your whole being, not just your brain running your life, which is very common for many people. Breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Decide that you're willing to let go of stress and tension that has come up today or the last few days. Just decide that you can release it because it can't possibly tell you who you really are. Also decide that you're willing to let go of the energies of other people. Will, right now, let the energies of others, whether those you ran into, bumped into, things you overheard, people you're connected to, and even people you're connected to and you like being connected to them, decide that you cannot possibly use their energies going forward. Will that those energies go down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving those energies. Clearing everything out that doesn't belong to you. Important for a daily practice. As you seek validation and approval, as you seek recognition, as you seek to play, as you seek to share your story, hear somebody else, as you seek to do those things, which are normal human social behaviors, social and emotional behaviors, you will pick up energies from others. And so we want you to train yourself to get better at getting rid of them and then to get better at not absorbing many of them. Please right now call in your own spirit guidance team and thank them in advance for all that they do for you. Let them know you're willing to learn their language if you haven't already. And realize that they are always trying to help you figure out what the best thing to do is. They're not telling you what to do. They're trying to help you see and learn and realize what you have not yet done. So thank them in advance for what they do and let them know that you are open to receiving their support today and going forward. Now, if you'd like to receive energy work tonight, please make two decisions. The first one is to be affected positively by the vibration coming through the channel's voice. The second is to say yes, please, to receiving energy work from our three beings combined, the channel, as well as Metatron and me, Jehudi. For those of you who have said yes, please, in about 10 seconds, we'll begin sending energy over. Continue breathing the energy of the earth fully up in your body. Bring that energy up to your root chakra, your first, and decide that you are safe. Decide that in this moment, right now, here together, doing this meditation process together, that everything's fine and you are safe. Say it several times. Continue breathing the energy of the earth fully up in your body, knowing that in this moment, everything is fine, and you are safe. please decide that you have the right to be and to be where you choose, even if you don't always fit with the other people there. This is a root chakra concern. That just because you may be part of a group or part of an ancestry in which you don't seem to fit or don't fit comfortably, this does not mean that you do not have the right to be who you are. So decide now that everywhere you go, you are willing to find out and know with certainty that you are safe and it is fine to be exactly who you are. Nobody fits in everywhere. Now breathe this energy of the earth fully up into your body and now up to your second chakra, above the first. Decide that you have the right to say yes, please, and no, thank you with others when appropriate. Decide that in general you are willing to get rid of what does not belong to you, including others' opinions of you, their suggestions for, recommendations for, their judgments of, criticisms of you. Decide in general you are willing to gather all those energies up in general on a regular basis. We're going to do it now, but we want you to do this all the time. That you're willing to get rid of all the energies of others that are stored in your field. Whether those opinions and criticisms seem true in the moment or not, something may have affected you. Decide you cannot possibly use the energies and judgments and fears and requirements and commands of others to tell you who you are. Send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving those energies. Thank you. Moving on, drawing the energy of the earth, inhaling it up to your third chakra, solar plexus, the belly. Decide that I alone define who I am. Decide that you are willing to own all of your choices and to do so with compassion. Realize that owning your choices, all the choices you have made that seemed not to go well, as well as the choices that you are ready to make and perhaps haven't, owning the power of choice is owning divine power. It makes you stronger. Third chakra is about personal power. But if you doubt yourself because of something you chose 10 years ago, if you regret something you chose 30 years ago, you are not exuding power. You're not inhabiting power in this third chakra. So your energy level in general will be lower. So decide again that you are willing to own with compassion all of your past choices. Decide to gather up self-doubt, regret, shame, guilt regarding past choices or potential future choices that you haven't yet or are afraid to make. Decide that you don't need any of these energies from the past to tell you who you are. Today or going forward, gather those energies up, send them down through the cords into the earth, and thank the earth for receiving those energies. Now just take a pause and just breathe naturally and normally for a moment. And please do a quick scan of what it feels like in your body at this moment. Just be aware of what might feel different than a few minutes ago, about 10 minutes ago when we began this process. I also want you to thank your body for always showing you how things are going, how your ideas and attitudes, how your beliefs and choices are working out. Are they serving you? Your brain can go back and forth in debate club, but your body will have a clear yes or no all the time. You can even get into a practice during which you get into a grounded state. You can use the free 13-minute MP3 that the channel offers on his homepage or some other way, but get into a grounded place where you are heart open and you have opened up your body and you're breathing, moving energy through breath, and you're open. And consider a decision you need to make, or something that you are about to choose, or something you figure you need to learn something about. What is it about this thing that I don't know yet, or what is it that bothers me about that that I haven't yet seen or articulated? And make the practice scanning your body and then interpreting what your body tells you. This is a very rich field to get into. And this is what we want you to do. What we've been doing thus far this month is essentially building blocks of getting you to be willing to be in this space. Willing to hear your body. Willing to let your guides in. Willing to own your choices. Willing to know that you are safe. All of these things create a sense of personal strength. So now, begin again, breathing the energy of the earth fully up in your body, up to your fourth chakra. On your exhales, gently relax open the fourth chakra. Decide that you are safe enough, you are safe, and you can relax your fourth chakra. Notice again where there may be tension in your body as you are willing yourself to relax. Perhaps your body is not yet following. This is okay. Take a moment and put attention and intention to relax, to let go on the parts of your body, perhaps one, perhaps several, that are still tense or now you realize are tense. Just decide to let it go. Relax now into the experience of being in your body. Decide that your body has important information for you and make a commitment to treat it as an ally, not as a feared unknown other that you can't shake, not as a weird kind of shadow that drags you down, but as a friend and an ally. It is part of who you are, part of your divine makeup, the vehicle for your soul's journey during this life. And it is, in fact, constantly showing you how everything else is going. So on every exhale, you're breathing out through the heart, deciding that you are safe to relax it. You are safe to open your heart. I want you to decide that you are willing to meet all aspects of yourself with gentleness and with kindness and understanding, as in giving yourself and these parts of you the benefit of the doubt. What it looks like is your emotional states, your behavioral impulses and inclinations, your preferences and habits, your distraction behaviors. Looking at all of these with kindness and gentleness, with compassion, will help them, will help you in all ways. So decide right now that you are willing to look at all aspects of yourself, including emotions and behaviors and motivations, including fears, including desires and cravings, with a gentle compassion. Decide that you no longer need to expend energy judging yourself for just being who you are. Realize it takes a tremendous amount of energy to hold a grudge, to reinforce and maintain a prejudice. It takes energy. Decide that you can let go of prejudices and grudges regarding yourself and your choices and behaviors. Let this fourth chakra on your exhales open even more. You can imagine the opening in your chest becoming wider, encompassing more of your physical body, covering more of your body. But allow it to relax open. We want you to be here every day, twice a day at least. I want you to decide that you are no longer willing to struggle against who you are. Decide that you are no longer willing to struggle against what you want. And now in your next breath, breathe the energy of the earth fully up to your fifth chakra, the throat chakra. Exhale through the fifth chakra. And now I want you to decide you are no longer willing to struggle against what you know is true. Decide you are willing to align your personal power with a divine power, with what you know is true. This could be principles of morality, ethics, could be a divine spiritual practice, a conception of God or divinity, but what you know is true. Decide you are willing to align your choices with what you know is true and continue breathing up, breathing in from below and out through your throat chakra. Decide that you are willing to speak the truth and nothing but. Decide you are willing to know what is true for you and overcome some obstacles and distractions and red herring pathways of mind to recognize what is in fact true for you. There is a part of you that knows precisely what is important to you, what is true. Capital T true. That part is real, already established. Decide you are willing to relax your mind in favor of what is true. Decide you are willing to let your mind serve you as a being aligned with what is true. This is another way to bring your divine power into your human self. Now breathe the energy of the earth from below all the way up to your sixth chakra, your third eye, just for a few breaths. Breathe out through the third eye. Decide that you are willing to shed ideas and attitudes that don't work for you. That you are willing to shed all in your mind that is not true and doesn't serve and help you. Decide that you are willing to see through the fog and the confusions of mind, because you are willing to align with what is true. And decide finally that you are willing to align your mind with what you know is true. Now anything at this point that's ready to go, debris, excess energy, karmic crap, garbage debris, the energies of other people, old ideas of who you are, old ideas of who you are from others, decide you cannot possibly use these energies and gather them in the center of your field. Imagine them as kind of as a cyclone or a little whirlwind in the center of your field, and then will and push them down into the center of the earth through those cords and thank the earth for receiving those energies. You cannot possibly use these energies to tell you who you are going forward. Everything is about resonance, vibration, and alignment. What vibration are you aligned with? The more that you go through your field and clear these things out from the past, regarding any chakra, any of these issues and more, the more that you clear things out and that you are intentional in the moment, in the present day, the more you align with what works best for you and where you're headed. The most problems that people have with their spiritual practice is the cadre of naysayers in the peanut gallery in their emotional field, within their psyche, the subpersonalities. So here we are, asking you to align yourself, tune you up with our energies, allow yourself to be positively affected by these energies, to receive energy work, to receive the support of your guidance, your own team, and to clear out things that don't work for you. If you do this enough, we always want you to have a daily practice, and when you do this enough, you fine-tune what you are aligned with, what vibratory resonance you are matching. Decide right now to get rid of everything that doesn't belong to you, every stress and tension, every old idea, every old bit of guilt, shame, doubt, every bit of a grudge, every bit of a thought that you might need protection, that you might not be safe, Every thought that you can't say no or that you have to say yes. Gather all of that garbage up in the center of your field, push it down through the cords into the earth, and thank the earth for receiving these energies. And this brings us to the end of our time together today. Anything the channel may have loaned to you from being in your space with us, he will call back to himself now. Anything that he may have borrowed from you, he is sending back to you. Please echo that very firmly from your own perspective. You can always call on Metatron and Jehudi when you are not working with the channel. Please take care of yourself and be in touch with the channel if you have any questions about this process or what you're experiencing. We will speak to you for day 21 tomorrow. Good night.